The Spirit of God comes into the believer's life and opens their eyes continually, not just once, not just at the point of regeneration, though that does happen then. Our eyes are opened. Before there was no beauty in Him that we should desire Him, all of a sudden my heart goes out after Him. All of a sudden I see Him as the Lamb slain for my sin. All of a sudden that which I was ignorant to becomes illuminated in my heart, and I see Him as the very need of my soul. Yes, there's a removal of the scales, a recognition of Him, but there's an ongoing need for our eyes to be enlightened, for the Spirit of God to help us to see more of Christ, a knowledge of Him. And why? So that we might not only convey beauty by the activity of the Spirit in my life, but perceive beauty by the activity of the Spirit in my life. So I'm conveying Christ by a holy life. The Spirit comes and gives me before the Lord dove's eyes. Eyes that emanate the character and very nature of the Lord by the Spirit working in my heart. So I'm conveying beauty. But I'm also perceiving beauty. I need those dove's eyes that I might see Him in all of His glory and all of His splendor. Is that not the need this morning, beloved? Know your own heart this morning. The temptation, if you haven't been awakened and enlivened already this morning, is to just take that bread and take that cup and go through the motions completely separate from what's going on. And your eyes haven't been lightened. You haven't seen Christ there upon the cross. You're not seeing the blood by faith washing away your sin and reconciling you to God and giving you a standing and security that you're right with Him. You're not seeing it. You're just seeing the bread and you're seeing the cup. You just see the elements. But by the Spirit of God, we're to see Him. I need to see the blood shed for my sin. I need to see that body broken with the eye of faith. I need to see it. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened. Oh, Spirit of God, give us the help we need.